Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to another member-only podcast. I am so excited to be recording this today. I was going to make just a blog post, but I got hit with the inspiration to go ahead and hop on and record. Just because I feel like here recently, using my voice, using my throat chakra, exercising that has been so beneficial and such like an important part of my practice. And I've been feeling a lot of energy moving through there. And my inspiration to write comes sometimes, but speaking has been the medicine for me recently, just using my voice and talking and sharing. And a big part of that is because I've been so focused on being playful, which was the theme of the site this month. I hope you spent a lot of time being playful. I wanted to go over today just some of the exercises I did, how I focused my energy this month, and the results, what I've experienced, where I'm at now. And if you're listening to this at the end of the month, or maybe years from now even, I invite you to go back and do the practices, do the meditation, do the lessons from this month's content. From what month are we in? January, February, March, April. From April 2019. Go ahead and play with this month for a minute. Focus on being playful no matter where you're at in your life, no matter what's going on the membership site right now. This content is here for you, and it's been one of the most potent months, some of the most potent medicine for me. I am normally the kind of person that takes things pretty seriously, even if I don't mean to. Overwhelmment, anxiety, things like that come up for me quite often because I get in my own head a lot. And I focus on what needs to happen so I can accomplish or achieve or create. More of like a masculine energy comes in and really wants me to be like on top of things, but in a way that's almost overwhelming and creates chaos instead of just letting things flow. It's really about me being in my head and the patterns I'm used to. So this month, I really challenged that with the playful energy, and so much happened this past month. Like, I can't even believe it's already been a month, and it's really weird living in Maui because like a month can go by so fast, but also like reflecting on it, it feels like so much happened and it seems so long. So it's kind of a weird paradox of like learning a lot of lessons and growing and making decisions and like all of this crazy stuff. So for me this month, it's kind of ironic because I was so focused on being playful and I made a lot of really hard decisions and jumped into a lot of trust. And I'm really happy that it happened like this. I feel like my ability to be playful helped me commit to the decisions I've made and helped me really focus on what I needed to do. So yeah, that's where I'm at. I'm going to be super transparent on here and tell you guys that I just now paused this recording and made that funny pause and noise at the end of like what you just heard because I got a text from a boy. And this is such a theme for me this past month. I'm almost like I have tears in my eyes because it's like funny. It's like the universe is literally like, LOL, Autumn, share these lessons, talk about this. Like, I don't share it on things that aren't the membership website because I know the people that are devoting their money and their energy to this content are here to show up, and I feel like I can be more vulnerable and share even more detail with you guys versus like, you know, just my normal podcast or Instagram or whatever where I know who's watching it and stuff like that. So this is a little more personal for me. So where do I even begin? There's so much I want to share with you guys, and I really feel like we learn best through stories, and that's how we can really connect with people, and that's how we can really make connections in our head. I feel like when someone's giving a seminar or like quote-unquote teaching us, it can be a little harder for our brain to integrate. But when we're just hearing someone's story and seeing someone show up and like witnessing them and holding that space, it allows our mind to absorb a little better and integrate a little better. So, where are we? So, this month has been a beautiful example of surrender for me. And my biggest practice in playfulness has been completely unplugging from my responsibilities, almost to a fault where maybe some people would say it's not serving, or I'm being like a procrastinator, and maybe in some aspects I have been, but as someone who has taken things really seriously and put a lot of pressure on myself for the past few years in growing my business and, you know, wanting to share and create, but also like profit off of that, where I'm doing it full time. Like, that's been a goal for me for a long time. So this month I really let that go for the first time in a long time and just surrender to what is and just put all my blind ass faith in the universe and said, I can't do this right now. Like, I don't feel inspired to work. I don't feel inspired to sit down and to talk and to share. And in the moments I was feeling the inspiration, I did sit down and I did share. But the most part of this month has been me spending every single day basically in the forest, 2 to 4 hours in nature every single day. And it's different medicine from the beach. I love the beach. It has its own flavor for sure. It can be beautiful. It can be magical. But there's something really different about going into the forest and being with the trees and being surrounded by nature, because nature is still completely connected to source. Like, think about it like this, like, trees are the veins of the mother that run through, that pump life force through the earth, and they are extended out to us. Like, they're there for us. When we go in the nature, when we go into nature, we are experiencing God. We're experiencing source, complete connection. They're not like separated like we are. Animals are like this too in a lot of ways, like dogs and cats. They're like still really connected to source. We choose to separate ourselves and to really dive into our ego, which is fine and beautiful and just a totally different process. So when we go into nature, we are being completely fed. And I feel like such a different human being from this experience. You know, when you can feel yourself changing, like, you know that you're changing, you're literally seeing things differently, like things you used to pay attention to, you're not. And instead, you're looking at things that you might not have noticed before. I'm kind of going through that, where I'm noticing all of these different aspects of my surroundings. I'm really finding the beauty in things and people and situations. I find myself literally looking for the good in other people instead of looking for the bad, almost. And it's not like I didn't do that before, but I'm just noticing how much more prevalent it is. I feel myself praying more, feeling called to give gratitude more, literally feeling more centered and being able to be more in control of my thoughts, where I feel myself spiraling into this anxiety or this story or this pressure. And just breathing and being like, look, it's going to be fine. And I've never felt like this before. Like, I've felt so much pressure and so much, I don't know how to put that into an emotion, but like that hyperventilation, I guess anxiety would be the best word, about situations, like bringing stress. Stress is the word I'm searching for. I, in the past, could bring stress into almost everything and make things hard when they can be peaceful. And I'm really seeing this transition within myself. So yeah, that's been a big part of this past month for me in nature, spending so much time in nature and following my intuition and reading a lot and journaling so much, like so much. I've almost filled up a whole journal this month, which has been really fun. Because I just have so much to say and so much to draw, and I've painted a few times, and I've really let my inner child come out in the forest. Things I used to do when I was younger, one of the things I used to do when I was younger that was really prevalent and really magical to me was laying on my back and just looking up at the trees, usually on my grandma's trampoline is where that would take place. But I've been doing that in the forest and just changing my perspective a lot, giving me a new perspective altogether. It's really fun to allow yourself to be playful in this way, where you're not putting pressure on yourself to accomplish or achieve, but you're letting yourself just be present and be in the moment and flow with what's present for you, what's available, what you're being asked of, like what your soul, what your intuition, what your higher self is asking of you. And that's why body wisdom is huge, and that's why next month, May, on the membership site, we're diving into body image and body wisdom, and that's going to be very powerful, and I'm really excited to work on this with you guys, because I know that if you're not in touch with your body wisdom, you're not going to hear these messages from your intuition, and you're definitely not going to trust them if they do come up. But if you don't love your body, you're not going to even be able to tap into your body wisdom. And I'm realizing more and more that that's the first step, and that's why I have gone through an eating disorder and have had to really learn to love my body, so I could share this very specific type of medicine with you guys. So yeah, that's something else I realized this month. But my practice has been that of surrender, and this is where the boys come in to play, because there have been these boys coming up in my life, and we all experience this, but we don't talk about it. I've never heard anyone on YouTube or podcast really talk about it while they're experiencing it. Most people talk about their exes or like things that have happened in their lives, but it can be really vulnerable and really challenging to talk about things as they're happening, which is why I'm really glad I have this member only space to dive into it, because I think that it's good to show this aspect of me that is really being challenged. And I stopped dating when I was 15 because I got in a long-term relationship, and we barely broke up in December. So here I am like a 15-year-old again when it comes to boys and it comes to like these kind of situations. And what's come up for me and what my inner child has really, really showed me and is really brought up to be healed is a feeling of rejection and a feeling of not being good enough, or not like who I am is too shy, feeling too shy. And I know you guys don't really experience the shy version of me that much, because once I feel like people accept me, I'm my full Sagittarius, I don't give a fuck kind of self. And anyone who's listening to my content, I know accepts me and loves me. So I'm really open to being my complete self with you guys. But before I know someone, and when I'm first meeting someone in person, I can be kind of shy. And this has been a pattern that's been brought up to be healed. And also, it's brought up some stuff with other women for me, and me looking at other women and being almost jealous of how they carry themselves or how confident they are or how experienced they are when I'm not there yet. And I can trace this back to being in like fifth grade and being really, really shy and embarrassed. And I can see this wound, and my inner child has really brought it out in me to be healed and to have light shone upon it. So yeah, it's fun. It's so fun. It's actually not fun. It's what my friend Ben, who you guys might have heard him in my podcast, calls type 2 fun, where it's not fun in the moment, but you look back on it and it's fun. That's kind of how these harder lessons are, where you're like, this is fucking shitty, but then you grow through it and you look back on it and you're like, wow, I grew so much in that time, and it gave me so much experience and so much room for rebirth and, you know, like knowledge and wisdom to be gained. So yeah, I think it's fun that I get to share with you guys. And anytime I'm going through something hard, I think I'm like, this is going to be some good content. Like, I'm going to be able to help some people with this. And I think that a big part of my mission is to share my experiences and my stories just to reach you guys. So my offering to you right now, if you have just, I know it's the end of the month, so we're kind of moving on from playfulness, but I want you to integrate this into your life next month if you didn't really focus on it this month. And I want you to spend as much time in nature as you can, because I could tell you all the lessons I've learned and how Gaia, how the mother, has shifted my perception, but you have to experience it for yourself. I try to share videos of nature as much as I can, but you have to be there and you have to experience it and listen and learn from the mother firsthand, because she's going to tell you things in a way that speaks to you perfectly to you. Like, it's her words will be made for you. You will feel it. You will resonate with it on an energetic level beyond just what you're hearing. So I offer that to you. Go be with the mother. Go get in nature as much as you can. Play. If there's like a tree laying on its side, walk on it. Roll in the grass. Do cartwheels. Let your friends bury you in the dirt. These kind of things that are like super childish. The other day I went to the beach and I did a hopscotch. I made hopscotch in the sand. I literally have not done hopscotch since I was like, I don't know, 10. And it was like so playful, and I was just laughing the whole time, and I felt so silly. I did a lot of running around and spinning stuff like this. Get a jump rope. You know, I want you to do things that just take you back to that place of inner child. Because when you work with the inner child in this way and you make the room for it to come through, you will experience life in a way you haven't in a long time. And it brings up these little gems of wounds and hurts that need to be healed, that need medicine to be spoken into them. So yeah, it's a really great practice, and I want to share it with you guys. And I don't know what you're going through. It's always something. So for me right now, it's like this lesson with boys, and honestly, me feeling kind of like ashamed of my inexperience and me feeling like I'm a little apprehensive to share my body and things like this. So this is where I'm at. But whatever needs to be healed for you, whatever is coming up for you, you will experience it through this healing and through letting your inner child come out and play. So have fun. Be gentle with yourself through the process. If you are listening to this episode, I would love for you to message me on Instagram and we can start a conversation. I might actually make a Facebook group soon, and I think that'll be fun to talk on more often as well. But yeah, you should message me on Instagram. The Freeing the Wild Woman Instagram account is a perfect place to reach me because I don't get many DMs there. And yeah, we can chat about this. We can chat about playfulness, inner child work, boys, all the things. It's super fun to be in this space with you guys, and I am grateful for you. So yeah, I love you so much. I will talk to you again soon. Have a beautiful day and go out and play. Do it, do it, do it.